Holy Letters of the Rebbe, Volume 10, Letter Number 3107, Baruch Hashem, dated the 15th day of Kislev, Tavshin Tezvav, Brooklyn, New York. The Rebbe says, I'm sending this letter to all our Jewish brethren, those who hold dear, and those who appreciate Torah and mitzvahs. May God be with you and give you life. Shalom uvracha. Peace and blessing. In connection with the upcoming yearly celebration of the Central Yeshiva's Tom Chet Mimim Lubavitch on Sunday in the portions of Eira, which is this 22nd day of Tevis, Tavshin Tezvav, I am hereby sending you my bagrisung, my regards, sending you my greetings and my blessings to all activists of the yeshiva, those who help, those who support, that they should get the blessing that Hashem has promised. Eitz Chaim hi lamachazikim bo v'samcheva miyushar. It's a tree of life for those who hold on to it. Those who support it are fortunate. This most vital life, vital place of yeshivas as a basis, a foundation of Jewish life, is, thank God, recognized in all circles. The mission of the yeshivas in nowadays, especially here in America, it is therefore even more important. The fact, because the yeshiva is the place where a Jewish child receives not only the necessary knowledge of Torah and mitzvahs, but also is being educated as a complete Jew in order to be able to lead a lucky and harmonious life. The instruction to be able to live with the instruction from our Torah, which is Torah's Chaim, it's a Torah for life, which is literal life, which means in this world. So when you go and follow the instruction of the Torah, that's sort of a guide and helps a person not only knowing Torah, but to live a lucky and harmonious life in this world. It is known everywhere that the Lubavitcher Yeshivas of Tom Chet Mimim, with their many hundreds of students, Ken Yirbu, may they increase, that are one of the main pillars of Jewish life in America. Not only do they fulfill the most important and most beautiful responsibilities and purposes of a yeshiva in general, but in addition to that, they have in their own characteristic, through the spirit of love thy fellow, of Avas Yisrael, and self-sacrifice for Torah and mitzvahs, that is implanted in them, the unique special quality the Rebbe points out over here of the students of the Chabad, of the Tom Chet Mimim, Lubavitch Yeshiva. They have that special characteristic, the spirit of love thy fellow Jew and self-devotion and sacrifice for Torah mitzvahs that is being implanted in them. So in such a situation that these students, they're called Temimim, they fulfill their responsibility and obligation to the Jewish community, to Klal Yisrael, and they become Neiros Lahoyer, they're lamps that illuminate. They illuminate each one of them, their own surroundings, with the light of Ner Mitzvah V'Torah, the light of a mitzvah and the light of Torah. So therefore, by the present financial crisis of the yeshivas Tom Chet Mimim, it's a holy obligation to keep them up by your wide support, and also to increase and to also widen the yeshiva with all of its branches. And you should not just be satisfied to help the yeshiva Tom Chet Mimim to exist. You have to give it the means, the monetary means, to hold on its natural growth and to expand as every living thing which constantly strives to grow continuously. So the Rebbe is asking them to continue to support it, not only for their mere existence, but to see to it that they can actually increase. And apparently, there's nothing new in that, but they were in a financial crisis in those days. In those days, they didn't charge the tuitions that they charge today. And a lot of the yeshivas were giving minimal or no tuition at all. And people were struggling. People didn't have money. So it was always a struggle, and they needed the support from people to help these yeshiva. Rebbe concludes that we have the promise from our Rebbes, holy Rebbes, with the titles, that each one, whether a man or a woman, who takes part in supporting and to sustain the Lubavitchy Yeshiva, that they create through this, with that, the pipelines and the vessels to receive the godly blessing and to enjoy them in their daily life. If you help the yeshiva, you get your pipelines of blessing. And the more you participate, the greater are those pipelines and those vessels for your livelihood in a wide way, nachas from the children, and all good, both physical and spiritual. And the Rebbe blessed him with kol tov. So the Rebbe also had this job to encourage the people and to support the yeshivas. And the Rebbe points out the important role of yeshivas in general and the special unique characteristics of the Lubavitchy Yeshiva and how it's important for people to support. And when they support them, they earn for themselves the greatest blessings, both physical and spiritual.